head.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Don and Ivan, I thought we've got swamped a bit by today because we had
a bit overwhelming. Do you think?
Overwhelming. We've had the doc back from furlough who said that he thought it was a very good idea that Dan Andrews cancelled the Commonwealth Games. We didn't disagree with that. We just said it was false advertising and false electioneering to say that before the election that we were the successful bidders for the games and then cancel them because the people in the top office couldn't do the sums. So that's all we were saying.
It's going to be interesting to where Jerome Wymar is going to go. He went from leading COVID or looking after... some other thing, the trams or something. Then he became head of COVID, taking over from the professor... And then he got a promotion or a sideways movement or whatever else to the Commonwealth Games, the organiser or CEO of Commonwealth Games. I wonder where he's off to next.
I don't know where he's off to next. Now, we already did a shout-out because Ivan was accosted at the airport by someone who yelled out, "Ivan!" And who recognised him, because Ivan's not really his name. Mm. So then we have to do some shout-outs. I spoke down at the Rosebud Hotel last Thursday.
Thursday or Wednesday? Because I turned up and you weren't there.
What day did I
Thursday it was, Don. That's why I wasn't...
I turned up on Wednesday the 12th. I thought it was Wednesday the 12th.
That's why I wasn't there, because I spoke on Thursday the 13th. Holy mackerel. Mm. So I turned up there and I was introduced, and this is true, and the man who introduced me said, and Sam also does a podcast with Don Scott called You Cannot Be Serious. Could hands up anyone in the audience? This is true, Don. How many people have heard or listened to You Cannot Be Serious? I reckon 25 people put their hand up. I was staggered.
Incredible.
And yep. I thought
was that the total sum of the audience?
Oh, 100%.
No, it wasn't 100%.
No, 25 people came to listen to you.
Well, do you think that 100% of them listened to the podcast?
In that case, yes.
No, well, there was a few more there than that. But anyhow...
Only 25.
So I couldn't get all their names. Normally we'd get their names and give them a shout-out. But very successful night.
Many photos taken for $100 or $300?
I don't know how much it cost to have a photo taken, but there was a few...
But there were a few photos.
Few photos taken, and they were fascinated, Don, after we do... What I do is I speak for a little while, and then we do questions. They're fascinated about you. And what do you think I said when they said, is Don really just as edgy and as obscure and
eccentric
as he appears? What do you think I said?
Hungry. Oh, no.
What do you think
and
I said?
And you're not eccentric or left no, what of do centre
you think,
or...
What do you think I said when they said all those things, questions?
You'd agree.
What is you. Don? What do you think of Don? What do you think I said? What do you reckon I said?
Well, you would have agreed with them.
No, it was a question.
Oh, I see. Now you tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. You would know what I say about you. Now, so we also a shout out to Bazza and James. We saw them. Where did we see them, Ivan?
No, I didn't see them. You saw them with Sue.
I saw them.
Bunnings, maybe.
See, this is CTE coming in again. Yeah. You've got to write
best
it
friends,
down.
Wine bar, maybe? No.
And a friend of mine and a friend of yours, Don, called Jamie Woolcheck. Do you know who Jamie Woolcheck is?
No, he's not a friend of mine.
Yes, she is. She would. You would know.
Oh, she. It's a she.
Yeah, Jamie Woolcheck. She was married. I shouldn't say who she was married to, but it makes it relevant. She was married to Ross Stevenson. And Ross Stevenson have a couple of
AW
kids together, yes. And she rang me and said, could I promote, and she didn't send me the details, could I promote, if I can just find a bloody name, find the text that she sent me. Go on, got any shout-outs, Dom, while I'm doing this?
Yes, I went to a vegan cafe the other day and they had a little chalkboard out the front and there was some fascinating information. Do you know that there are 92 billion land animals killed every year for human consumption?
92 billion.
92 billion land animals killed every year for human consumption. And give me one about fish. How many fish do you think they kill each year for human consumption worldwide?
I'll tell you how many sharks they kill a year for just the shark fin soup that they make.
Go on.
120 million sharks they kill a year.
Well, there's 3 trillion fish taken every year. Now, that's one that really does disturb me because we don't know what's going on underwater. The fish are there for a reason, And I am against fishing.
Against fishing?
Yes. I mean, to that extent. To that extent.
Commercial trawling.
All of that, because I think, I know they're a natural phenomenon, fish. You know, land animals we breed and we foster and whatever else. But with fish, they've got a certain purpose. They've been there since Adam was a boy. And that's something that
They've been there longer than Adam was a boy.
Or maybe.
They've been there for billions of years, Dom.
And the other interesting stat I'll give you, because I've got into, as you know, I get into YouTube.
So can I just ask you, Don, you're a vegan, now you're siding with vegans, are you?
No, yeah, well, in this case, with the fish, yes, I think.
No, vegans.
I'm open to anything. But I just saw this outside of where we go and have our coffee down in Boundary Road in Dramana each day, and it's a vegan cafe when working
in
that area.
And
this was on
their
billboard out the front. And also, I was watching YouTube, and this is a staggering figure, introduced species in Australia. There's many feral foxes and rabbits and whatever else, and buffalo, water buffalo up in the Northern Territory, but 25 million wild pigs are roaming Australia, and introduced species that just wreck the land. And there should be...
So maybe we should be killing them and eating them.
Well, I think we should. There should be an industry of culling, and they should be well paid for culling and getting rid of some of these foxes.
So you saw the vegan billboard which said all about the animals, so that's their propaganda. Anything about climate change on the billboard?
No, about how absurd that is? Nothing. And did you watch the news this morning? And why is it that AFL footballers get preference when it comes to the judicial system? Taron Thomas.
Yes, I saw that.
No, I didn't.
I thought for even threatening to expose somebody by video on social media or whatever it is, I thought there was a 12-month penalty.
Mandatory. No.
Well...
No. Well, I tell you what,
and he got off with a $1,000 fine. So if you fined, it means you're guilty, doesn't it?
Yep.
So what's the difference?
Magistrate Julie Granger accepted that Thomas, who was stood down by North Melbourne after he was charged, had taken responsibility for his actions, completed behavioural change programs, and worked with an Indigenous startup organisation. So there you are, we've ticked all the boxes.
But hang on, that's a real transformation, because North Melbourne stood him down because he wasn't wasn't participating in the program they had earlier in the year. So you just wonder what goes on.
Julie said, "You have obviously taken this matter very seriously," she said. "You have worked really hard to better yourself." This is Julie Granger, the magistrate. So you reckon it's one set of rules for some and one set for others, Don, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the AFL took any action, or they probably just swept that under the carpet, eh? You reckon?
Did you watch Anthony Albanese at the NATO summit? He was a guest. I wonder how many arms were pushed up the back to make Anthony Albanese a guest. A guest. We don't even rate internationally.
We're not even in.
Doesn't even rate. We're batting above our weight or our average.
And why would he be a guest?
Guest? How many arms were twisted to get him?
Seeing as Australia is not part of NATO, because we're the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation, that's not us.
Someone would have introduced him there because we gave out all the equipment and donations over to Ukraine.
That's right, for that ridiculous war that we seem to be...
Have you ever gone behind the Ukraine? I thought the Ukraine was fairly... It was a corrupt organisation, government-wise.
You are spot on, Don. They've cancelled opposition. They've cancelled media who are not kind to them. They've cancelled religious organisations that are not kind to them. They're no more... they're just as corrupt as they reckon the Russians are.
Yeah, they are. They're all together, but, geez, you wouldn't want to be over there at the moment.
No, you would not. So did we do the shout-out? Jamie Wolchek. She didn't send me the information, but this is what she does. She asked me to mention this, so I'm mentioning it. She is the National Legends Month for RULE, RULE, Prostate Cancer Fund and Organisation. The RULE Prostate Cancer Fund, they're having a National Legends Month. I think it's of golf. I don't know what... she didn't send me...
Well, hang on, organisation is raising money...
For prostate cancer research, RULE. Good. Ivan, you might look up what RULE stands for, RULE. It's an acronym,
Don. I'm about 3 seconds ahead of you.
It's an acronym. I don't know what it means, but I just said to Jamie...
She's joined the club too, has she, Jamie?
Joined the club? What club, Don?
Our club.
What club? John, what club she joined? You fucking idiot. I don't know what... Jamie, if you're listening, I don't know what Don's talking about. What are you talking about, you stupid man?
So that RULE Prostate Cancer, was established by Australian Prostate Centre and the E.J. Witten Foundation, joining forces together to protect more Aussie legends in the fight against prostate cancer.
And she said there's a National Legends Month. Does it say what that's about? I'm doing your work for you, Jamie.
Who are the legends?
I don't know. She's National Legends Month.
Yep. Okay. So if you'd like to, join Luke Darcy, a panel of AFL legends, and entertainer Kate Sobrano.
Oh, that's right.
On Thursday, 28th of September.
Oh, that's right. I was asked to go to the panel. But I can't go because I had something else on.
So all of these have got a common denominator. They've all been operated on, have they, the panel?
I don't think Kate Sobrano has.
But she's singing, but she's not on the panel.
I don't think she's had prostate cancer, though.
Melbourne Convention Centre. There you go.
So, Jamie, we've finally found out. You were going to send me the details, but we've found out the details. Does it say when it's on, please?
Yes,
Ivan?
Let's have a look. 4 p.m., 12 p.m. to 4.
No, give us the date.
28th of September.
28th of September at?
Melbourne Convention Centre.
Is that the Melbourne Convention? I think the panel's not on there. The panel's on at a hotel, isn't it?
Somewhere else, is it?
Yeah, the panel's on at a hotel, she said.
Okay.
Well, why don't you get Jamie to come in and tell us?
Oh, well, Jamie rang me up and she said, I'll email you the details. I haven't got them.
Okay, no, it's just saying it's at the plenary.
The what?
Plenary, that's right. Melbourne Convention Centre. At Jeff's shed there, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, so, do you guys think why Philip Lowe was replaced? Was Philip Lowe replaced as governor of the Reserve Bank as a political means?
No, because all the woke ones just wanted to get rid of him. And
well, is it a political...
It's only political. You're going to get no change whatsoever.
And what is the new chairman or governor going to do that's going to be any different? Because they've got to follow rules with regard to unemployment, inflation, whatever else, all the rest of it. So what is the difference? You just make a hard, cold decision.
That's all it is. But there is one rule that's going to change. They're going to only have, I think, 8... get-togethers where they change the interest rates or they talk about it. So similar to America. So not every month.
We have extraordinary news, Don, that someone, this is the final, the bidding has closed on the memorial cap that you signed, Ivan signed, Dr. Ben Fordham signed, Rex Hunt, I'll tell you about Rex in a minute, Rex Hunt and I signed the five signatures, is that five? The five signatures on the cap. Someone, this is from michaelchristianmenswear.com, up your bum. He says this, can we please give a shout out to Joe Lando from Mildura, who loves the podcast, also David Taggart from Coburg, who placed a bid for the cap, also Lloyd Bowen from Invermay Park, Victoria, and Joan Hamilton from Malvern East, who purchased your skateboard painting and says the next painting that you should do should go all in and have be painted in the nude. That's if they have enough paint, Mick puts that little...
He's still writing, isn't he?
He's writing his own stuff. You know, now, this is the last thing. The winning bid of $900 for the cap was Ryan Andrew from Palmerston North, New Zealand.
Well, let's
Zealand.
See.
The cattle farmer.
Well, let's see the money. Is that what the... What's
let's
that?
See let's the see. Money. Jesus.
Hey. Is that what he said?
Well, of course he'll see the money. Wow. If we've announced him and he doesn't, he reneges, he won't. Have raised the website. Have
$900 for a cap.
Yes.
So this is the next bit. We have reset, Mick says. We have reset the website for number two. So we're going to auctionize. Oh, we've five caps to auction off. And we got 900 for the first one. And we're auctioning off the second
one.
So
the last one will go for $100 if you hang out.
That's an interesting point, Don. Maybe the person who was the underbidder might just bid up for the second cap. Anyhow, it's... I was going to say, is it for a charity? I think it's for mixed charity. I'm not sure who it's from.
I don't know.
What about Joe's shout-outs? We haven't given one to Kate Save for a while. No, how's that Craig...
Just getting on to Kate Save, Don.
Crowdfunding.
You could tell us where we're up to with Kate Save, seeing as you deal with her more than I do. Let's just get Kate up here. Where is she?
Deal with her food, her just, dim sims, her South Melbourne.
You deal with her food.
Yes.
You just demolish them.
I subscribe to those dim sims. I think they're the...
Come on.
My source here of we protein.
Are. No, that's not it. Where
good,
is it?
Very
where,
good ingredients.
Where is Kate's... You do
very
it,
very nutritious.
You do it. I can't find where Kate is at the minute. Oh, here we go. Right, now. You might remember, Don, that Kate Save, we've got 2 weeks left, she says, of crowdfunding campaign for Be Fit Foods. Now, crowdfunding is not a handout where you don't give Kate a minimum of $250. You can give as much as you like, but it means you become a small part of her business. You become a shareholder.
I was just going to say a shareholder.
You become a shareholder in Be Fit Foods. Now, Don, I am going to, on our behalf, I'm going to be an investor because we like to put our money where our mouth is. Got to invest a minimum of $250, and this will help her because she bought out her partner. This will help her be able to fund the operation. You love the food. We have plenty of people who say, testimonials that say they love the food and it's good for them. It's doing them well as far as diet goes and weight. And so we will become an investor. And if you want to invest, you've got 2 weeks left to be part of the crowdfunding of Kate Save's Be Fit Food. And one reason for asking, raising funds, is because we are investing heavily into the scaling business growth and also funding significant R&D, which is research and development, plus product development, which we have previously not been able to benefit from the old trust structure. However, now we have a company, we can claim R&D as a benefit. 100% of the business funds are rolled back into the business for growth, and no dividends expected until IPO. What's IPO?
Intellectual property. No.
IPO or exit most likely to ensure maximised returns through maximal business growth. We believe that, and it goes on for, so it goes on. So if you want
it's on their website. Anyway.
It is on their website. IPO,
initial public offering.
Initial public offering. Course. Well done, Ivan. Isn't it good? He's taken over from the rocket.
I thought intellectual property.
Well, anyhow, so 2 weeks, if you want to get onto the website of Be Fit Food, and if you want to be an investor and join us as we go into commercial business to eat food. This was what I Cook Food was routed out of business because they didn't need any crowdfunding, but he had a very good business and was nobbled by a dishonest and corrupt government.
I think I might make a phone call this week.
To whom?
Ian Cook. And just see how
Nice. He'd like to hear from you, Don. So that's that. Now we've done Jamie Wilczek, we've done Bazza and James, we've done a shout out to the Rosebud people, we've done Josh who yelled out to Ivan. And I went and saw Rex. People are very interested in how Rex.
A phone call from Rex the other morning.
What time?
Woke me up. It's between 3 and 6. I thought, who the hell is this?
3 in the morning.
And it was a number I didn't recognise, so I rang it the next day. And Rex has got a new phone.
Yes, he has. We won't be giving that number out. I've been down to see Rex at the Kingston, I think it was a psychiatric ward. And he was in very good spirits. I spoke to him for a while there, and he was released. Not really released. He's come out of the ward, and he's back home around at where he stays. So I went around to see him yesterday, and he wasn't there. So I thought, trouble? I hope he's not out doing things. Anyhow, so he was in very good spirits.
Can I ask you something talking about Rex and a relation to Rex? The swim.
Yes.
John Van Wees, had him on the podcast the other day. This has got me a little intrigued. I don't know why he doesn't receive more publicity than what he does. I watched his YouTube video of the run from the arch to the...
arc.
Arc de Triomphe. Yes, that's where he finished, but he started the Marble Arch. Anyway, watch that. Anyway, he's swimming Loch Ness. Now, I thought there was only a few days and it might have been last weekend. Is that right?
Now, Don, that was the next thing I was going to say on the... I know you can't see what I'm written down here, but we waved off John Van Wisser and John Locko yesterday.
Oh.
He went onto the plane and as we speak, they'll be in the air going to Scotland. And I said to John... next Wednesday is about the window that he has to swim the Loch Ness, and we're going to try and speak live to John Locko, and maybe if he's in the water while he's swimming, Locko said he might get an apparatus to hold the phone down while he's swimming off the boat so that John Van Wisser, after he's swimming, about knackered, we'll have a conversation with us on the phone.
Okay, so how many days, what's the window?
He's got a window of 3 days, I think.
3 days?
Yes, 3 days.
And, and what is that, what determines that window? Is it wouldn't be tides.
It would be the weather, I think.
He's the second cab off the rank. Yes. There's a first guy.
There's other people swimming as well.
Yeah.
Not too many.
Phoebe, please, if you're going to speak, you've got to come over here. And I want to ask you a question, Phoebe, seeing as sit down.
So the other thing is the weather would be favourable because I think Europe is in a heat wave at the moment. Yeah. I know down in Italy or Greece they are, and maybe that would extend up to Scotland.
Would, Don, but they have a window there. And as I say, we wish him well, and he's off. Yeah. And he's it doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it's a monumental effort, that's what he's doing. So we're going to try and speak to him in the water next Wednesday, which is about when he's meant to be doing it, which I think is Tuesday, their time over there, isn't it, Phoebe? Mm-hmm. Their day behind or some
the
hours
other
behind.
Way, just talking about that, I'm reflecting on the interview that we did today with Al Bailey, She's a long distance swimmer too. That fascinates me.
Does it, Don?
Because why? That swim that she did from Frankston to Mornington, do you realise that the football team, Mornington footballers,
yes,
played at Frankston one day and got the boat from Frankston to Mornington and the boat sunk and they drowned.
The what?
So it's a treacherous little bit of water.
Drowned?
The footy team?
The football team in the 1800s, when they were travelling by boat because the roads weren't all that good down on the peninsula, and so they used to take the boat, and the boat sank. Phoebe. Paul Kennedy actually wrote a book. Paul Kennedy from the ABC, sports reporter, actually wrote a book on it.
Did he?
And there's a little plaque at the end of Main Street, Mornington, dedicated to those footballers. So well, in the 80s. Now, what are you laughing at, Fiona? Why?
He's
putting shit on
me. I'm not
as
putting...
As I'm talking, Fiona.
I'm not putting...
You are, because you're amusing Fiona.
Would I be putting shit on people who have died in a boat and they've
got... You know me.
Well, I always put shit on you,
yes,
Don, but I'm not laughing at that. Phoebe... Did you find, now I'm genuinely asking you this, we asked Elle about her being in Miss Australia and I said, would you take exception to a trans person beating a biological woman for the Miss Australia award, would you think that that's off? And she said, no, if people signal as a woman, she's quite... That person's quite entitled to answer. Do you think that's... I'm not asking, do you agree with that? Because you might have to have a public stance as opposed to a private one. I find that incredible. Because we don't care, Don, what you are in life. We honestly don't. But don't insert yourself into other people's sports or domain just for the sake of being arrogant or pompous.
Listening to Elle, I think that's a different... A beauty contest. Mm. That's a generic thing. It's generic, isn't it?
It says
it's
Miss,
called a beauty contest.
But it says Miss Australia. It doesn't say Australia. It's not a beauty contest for Australia. It's a Miss Australia.
Oh.
So, Sam...
Yes?
A transgender...
Yes?
Lady has...
Person.
Won the Miss Netherlands.
I know.
That's what I said.
I know. I saw it. And if you saw... No, that is absolute nonsense, Phoebe. It's upsetting 90% of the population. It's the 10%, I can tell you, there's 10% of the population who push the agenda and are the activists that
but
say
it's very
you must accept it.
It's subjective.
How on earth are you losing the marbles over this?
Well, I'll tell you again. Just let me tell you again why I am. I have no problem. I don't care what you say you are or what you do or who you turn yourself into. I have no problem with LGBTQ, trans people. I have no problem with that. Do not be arrogant and pompous enough to insert yourself into women's sport if you're not a
boy. No, that's different.
I hadn't
that
finished.
Is not subjective.
Hadn't finished on. Do not be pompous and arrogant enough to insert yourself into women's sport if you're not a woman. And if you are not a biological female, why would you go into a biological female's contest?
No, hang on. One is a subjective thing, which is the beauty contest, beauty pageant. So I think that's open. But when it becomes a sporting thing,
It's a gender pageant, Don.
Which is not subjective.
It's a gender pageant. Miss America or Miss Universe or Miss whatever, that's gender. Why would you allow someone who is not of that gender to be a contestant or win? And I saw that about what you said about... And the woman who won it or the trans person who won it looked ridiculous compared next to... Have a look.
There's nothing wrong.
Next to the person who was
a subjective thing, if they appeal to you aesthetically,
you could not say that the you could not say that the biological woman who she beat looked fantastic.
And you so couldn't did she?
No, yeah. She didn't.
She did.
Well,
anyway.
Anyhow, so you reckon? So you still think that that's you don't agree with me, Phoebe?
No.
Good. No, that's fine.
Now, Fiona, should we call it not a Miss... Should we have another name instead of Miss so-and-so?
That's my point, Don. Just have a beauty contest.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of people out there who think that beauty pageants, to call them that, shouldn't exist anyway.
Don't worry about those people. I did say to her, does she take offence at being called a beauty queen?
Actually, on that more general point about whether or not they should exist, the beauty pageant should exist or not, I really like the Miss Universe pageant. I really like the Miss Universe pageant. I've done a lot with both the organisations here in Australia, and I think people get a bit sort of over fixated on perhaps the swimsuit part of the Miss Universe pageant and, you know, on the... On that particular part of the Miss Universe pageant, but as a platform, they are really good opportunities for people to self-improve.
Yes.
And to learn different skills, to create great networks. And many of the women who have won the title here in Australia over the past decade have used it to get themselves...
Elevate themselves.
Entertainment.
Gee, there's been some dummies involved too, Fiona. They don't even know the questions they're asked on general knowledge. It's embarrassing.
You married a Miss Victoria, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes, I think you did.
Don, hello. Oh, what are you? Are you not speaking about your former life?
Setting us up.
Are you not speaking about your former life, Don? Did you marry a Miss Victoria?
Hmm. Yes.
Well, was that hard to say that?
That's my.
Who are in pageants if you were married to one?
That is not saying rude things about. I'm not saying rude things about ladies in pageants. I'm saying if you call it Miss Victoria, if it's a gender-based organisation, why would you allow non-gender people to be in it? That's all I'm saying. So if you get into the swimsuits, the bikinis, and a bloke comes, a woman comes out in a bikini, how stupid does that look if he's got the lunch all wrapped up in it?
He mightn't have the lunch wrapped up.
What,
we're
Phoebe?
We're talking about people who are transgender, people who are transitioning or have transitioned.
Had taken it all off.
Mm.
Well,
had their dick removed.
Won the award in the Netherlands, but you know, we are talking about people who are transitioning their identity.
They're transitioning their identity, but they don't go and have their agates and genitalia. Well, some do, but so you're saying the people who get into the bikinis.
I'm not going to draw a definitive line in the sand and say absolutely not, that, you know, that can't happen. I think it's.
Should there be body enhancement? People who have enhanced their body, is that a deductive mark in a beauty contest?
No, and if
it's not. So
if you look at the international examples, particularly if you look in South America, for example, so many of the women over the years that have been part of Miss Universe pageant have had work done before they go on to that international stage.
Really?
Breast implants.
But yep. Brazilian butt lifts.
In general.
Well done, Ivan.
In general life, in general public, the majority of people
Jesus.
Are having some form of cosmetic enhancement.
Phoebe. Fuck me.
What?
Oh, my God. I haven't had your microphone turned on. Jesus H. Christ, what is wrong with
Don't
me?
Bless him.
No, I'm so,
We can still pick Fiona's voice.
Oh, I hope so. Oh,
anyway, keep going.
We just need somebody.
I'm sure we could hear you.
Mm. Yes, it's all good. Don't speak.
No, I wanted to hear. I want people to hear you speaking, having a different point of view from us. That's what the people like. I'm sure people could hear. I apologise, everyone, if you're thinking, shit, I can't hear Fiona.
But you've got an excuse.
It's because I didn't have a microphone
on. CTE.
And Jesus, that's annoying.
Are you going to go AFL for CTE? Oh, no, you can't, because you had a lot of altercations away from football.
And it's quite a sensible point,
Thank you,
Don. It's quite a sensible point. Phoebe, I'm so sorry you weren't on then, but I hope people could hear you in the background. I've got a... Moving on. Are you accompanying Don and I to... Best Friends Wine Bar, and we've been asked to go a neon night. It's a neon night where you get a bit strobed in white gear and you have can body paint yourself if you want to get the kit off. Would there be any chance you'd get the kit off if you had a couple of drinks?
Absolutely not. But I am absolutely not. But
absolutely not what, Fiona?
I would, but no.
Drinking?
How many drinks would you have to have before you'd get into the lingerie?
Oh, I would.
A bottle of Grey Goose?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to answer that. But what I have said to you, Sam, that rich, I am happy to accompany.
Are you
going to
do your hair for Saturday night?
I'm going to a dinner on Saturday night.
Are you so
No, but I'm happy to go to the dinner for. What time is this excursion?
You
did, but you didn't tell me it was this Saturday night.
10
what time?
Every
no,
day.
What no,
time?
They said get there at about 8:30.
They get
8:30.
Out of their gear or something.
Well, I can do that. I can be there at 8:30 because I will go to my other dinner at 6:30.
And you want
to
exit
wear
before
some
10.
Clean lingerie.
I'll be out before 10.
Wear some clean lingerie in case.
And I'm not going upstairs.
Well, you don't
I'm not
know,
taking
you
my clothes
you've got to do
they
some
take
research.
It off at the bar.
I'm not taking
they
my clothes.
They take it off at the bar sometimes.
I don't. I'm no.
just getting where he is.
You've
here.
Got a full page spread here. You've got a double page spread out of this, Fiona.
Name.
This could
Jesus
be front
Christ.
Page.
His fucking name. I'm going to get his
Stop
name.
Stop swearing.
Here. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Matt.
I'm just trying to get his name
his
here.
His name's Matt.
Thank you. I know it's Matt. I'm just trying to read out what he said. Go on, chat amongst yourselves. Wouldn't you get into some clean lingerie
no,
and come down?
I will,
here he is.
I will have been at a very, very nice and serious function beforehand, so I'm not going to wear something stupid.
Right, here it is. This is it here.
But I will be wearing clothes.
He says, I had the wrong... I was at the time thinking that this was an MFM night, which is male, female, male. I was wrong. This Saturday is the neon night, and that actually means that it would be even better for you four to come. I am only too happy to welcome you dodgy people into the bar. He says that with a smile. Once you four have decided, please message. I will place you on the door list. And Sue read out earlier what it means. It's a neon night where you wear white things because they have infrared or ultraviolet lights that make you stand out, and your teeth if you've had caps and all that. And you can go in body paint if you like. You could turn up completely nude but look as though you've got clothes on because they paint clothes on you. And
but
I'm
you
wondering,
could.
Would
you could
like
wear clothing.
No.
We could paint a kilt on you.
No.
and you
How
could
many
pretend,
times I have to say it? I'm going to say to put it on rote. No, no, no,
and you could
no,
pretend
no.
You're a Scotswoman.
No.
You could wear an overcoat and take that off when you got in to
no.
show like off the, your body paint.
No, thank you.
So, well, you. You
thank
so
you very
you
much
come,
for the now, opportunity.
No, I told you the time. Here we are. This is the time. This is the time it's on. And he says...
Thank you for the kind invitation. I'd like to stay
you're
close.
You're coming, he said, because I spoke to you on the phone.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what date it was. And
I
you
did.
Didn't tell
I
me
told
what time.
You it was
did,
next
You did
Saturday.
Not tell me what date
That's
it was.
That's a lie, Phoebe.
But I have got a
Don't tell
prior
fibs.
Engagement and I will be able to...
Here. The doors open at 7. We encourage yourselves to arrive at 8:30-ish.
I can do
I
that.
I think the queue will go. Where
Did
is
you hear
this
what
place?
She said? What?
I can be there at 8:30.
8:30, where you and I, Don.
Where is it? Inkerman Street?
It's... hang
oh,
on.
My God.
I reckon the queue's going to be a mile long. It'll be down
if we know Phoebe's
the Pean Highway.
If there's a chance Phoebe will get a kid off the
No,
wheel.
None.
Here it's called Diana... What's that word say? Dianella. Dianella.
It's...
Dianella Lane.
It's in Balaclava.
Dianella Lane, Balaclava. 16
so it's
Dianella...
So it's a bit of a...
16 Dianella Lane,
oh,
Balaclava.
I don't know if we walk down the lane.
Walk down the lane? What, you'd
oh,
be accosted by other
be
nude
some
people.
Sleazy...
It's not sleazy, what? Don. This is an upmarket...
down the
Joss
lane.
House. This is an upmarket slaughterhouse here. Don't worry
oh
about
heavens.
That. Nice to know, as Ralph Fine said in the amazing Budapest Hotel, he said, nice to see there's still some slivers of civilization left in this barbaric slaughterhouse that was once known as humanity. I remembered that.
I thought well, that he was saying that in the
quote
in
me
the,
some Shakespeare
toilet on the plane. Wasn't that Ralph Fine?
Yes, Ralph Fine's upended a Qantas Hastie in the
An
plane.
An Australian one.
And lost his. She lost her job. Why would she lose her job?
Give me some Shakespeare. You're good at speaking of quotes.
No, I'm not good at Shakespeare.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You've always got a quote up your, you know, up your pocket.
Bum.
Up your bum.
I thought that one of the best quotes I've heard, and this was in the Enigma, about the gay man who solved the Enigma code. I can't think of his name.
Sorry. That was a great show.
Yeah, quite right. And the woman, when he was weeping and said because he'd been asked to have steroid or treatment to cure homosexuality, which was the law in those days. He had to have, what do you call it? Had to have...
hormone therapy or something.
Treatment to cure him from being a homosexual. And he said, I'm a failure. And the woman said to him, sometimes it's the very people who no one imagines anything of do things that no one can imagine. Don't you reckon that's fantastic? So if you can look like you're an insignificant and you're feeling sorry for yourself, but you've actually saved the war because you've broken the Enigma code, she said, sometimes it's the very people who no one imagines anything of, like him, do things that no one could imagine. No one could imagine him breaking the code. I thought that was...
Good quote. I like it.
What was
it? It is a good quote.
It
wasn't called the Enigma File. No, it was called
The Numbers or something?
Yeah, but that's right. Something. The Numbers Game.
There's a good show. You're interested in art. Vermeer.
Very good show.
It is on Netflix. An artist.
And our friend here who lives in Middle Park plays a great part in it.
Who's your friend in Middle Park?
He's the...
Oh, yes, come on.
Oh, Guy Pearce.
Yes.
Well, Guy Pearce was the artist.
Oh, he's the bloke who lives in Middle Park.
Well, I'm telling you, he's the artist in film, and it's an excellent film. Forget the name of it. It was
The Last Vermeer.
Last Vermeer. Do you know who Vermeer was?
Dutch painter,
Flemish painter.
I'm glad you've watched it. It was fantastic. Mm. And we said on this podcast 2 weeks ago, there's a great show out called Drops of God.
Tell me.
I'm telling it on if I may.
Can I just ask you something on air? Why was he such a hero, the man that did the artist in Holland? Why was he made out to be such a hero in Holland? Was it because he duped the Nazis?
Yes, because they thought he was selling stolen art from the Jews to the Nazi hierarchy, Göring.
Yes,
but what he was doing, and he was forging and making, and he was actually swindling the Nazis.
So, because of the swindle, he was
treated as a hero.
Hero in Holland.
Yes, Don. We mentioned Drops of God here 2 weeks ago, and I know this for a fact. It's gone viral. I reckon it's gone viral because we mentioned it. Drops of God is about the wine industry, but it's not about the wine industry. It's a fantastic 8-part series called Drops of God. And
I hate 8-part series. Why can't we? I just like to get it over and done with.
Well, I tell you what, you start watching this.
I've been watching that Peaky Blinders. If you watch Peaky Blinders, I've been up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching Peaky Blinders. It never finishes.
You were dressing Peaky Blinders.
God. If you watch Drops of God, I'm telling you, you'll almost watch it in a whole night.
Drops of
It's
God.
Fantastic.
Right on.
It's about wine, but it's not about wine. You've got to follow it closely. And we mentioned it 2 weeks ago, and that's gone viral, and we reckon it's because we mentioned it, Don. That's how great we think we are.
Here's a different TV viewing option for you, actually a streaming option. On Netflix, Wham, the documentary about Wham.
George,
it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I would recommend anyone to watch it. It's terrific.
I gave you my heart.
Ah. It's terrific. Sam, have you seen it?
I watched it. George Michael, one person I would have liked to have seen live would have been George Michael.
This is such a terrific documentary.
They started off busking, didn't they, in the underground?
They were friends
went
at school.
Went to school. I think they started busking, didn't they?
Kids.
Watch it. Yeah,
now, look, Don, have you got anything else to say? Because we have had, did we mention that we had the chicken and the...
And the whiz.
How
good was he?
We think we're putting the chicken and the whiz together. What we're going to do is we filmed the chicken and the whiz and we're going to cut it up and chop it up and we're going to play it next week. I think we can make that executive decision, can't we,
Don? How do you play it on next week?
We're going to put it on YouTube. We're going to start our YouTube channel on You Cannot Be Serious. And then...
Well, we'll have to improve the lighting if
we
do that.
No, we won't have to improve anything, Don.
I think we need subtle lighting.
And if we go onto YouTube, do you know what you... To be successful on YouTube, you've got to have 1,000 people who subscribe.
1,000?
I think.
What's that, followers, is it?
Yes. You don't have to pay. You just have to have 1,000 people they follow. Mm. We reckon... We have 60,000, we reckon, a week listen to us. So
really?
That's what Podbean says. So we might be in this for to film the podcast and people that we speak to. Anyhow, that's just a work in progress, Don.
Do you think
I know, I'm looking at you, your
television?
Eyes are going around like Catherine Wheels. You've got no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
And mind you, I don't know what I'm talking about either. No. So, Phoebe, that's it.
This is going to put extra pressure on Phoebe from now on because you'll have to come in with makeup on, Fiona.
So we'll see
you've
you when you've got nothing on next
Fiona.
Week.
You just can't wear black each week.
Ivan, you want to bring the
Thank
missus
you,
along
Don.
And see if you can get the kid off?
What time are we kicking off?
Yeah, it was 8:30.
Hey, Ivan will be... Surely he's not going to be
on
YouTube.
I'm going to be popular.
Oh, shit. You've created another Rod Law.
You'll come along, Don, and I want to see what you wear. If they say, get into the neon night, God knows what you'll turn up in. That's it now. Say goodnight.
Cause you ain't